When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we jump into the episode, we wanted to tell you that we have written a book.
It's called Have You Tried This? And it's out now.
It's a one-stop shop to self-care featuring only the very best of what we have learned over 4 years of living and experimenting with all that the wellness world has to offer.
Plus a load of new practices written just for the book. And the best thing?
Every single practice in the book is completely free, and every practice in there really will improve your mental health and well-being.
Link is in our show notes.
Hello everybody, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Laura Mishcon, and welcome to your weekly wellness roundup show.
What have we got on the show today, Lauren? Tell everybody.
Well, I wanted to talk... Around us.
Okay, let's give some transparency as to what's going on.
Nicole and I are currently recording in a cupboard.
In a cupboard.
In her loft.
It's the end of term, so kids are off on holiday.
Yeah.
We've been messing around with the mics for about an hour.
Yes.
So I accidentally unpaired something, and then we didn't know how to pair it, and then we had to go on YouTube to figure it out.
Anyway, we did figure it out. We were ready to go, and then we hear, Mom!
Oh, yeah.
Can you take me to the bus stop? So, you know, because you'd really like walk into your dad's meeting, wouldn't you, and say, Dad, can you take me to the bus stop? And Dad would be like, no, I'm on a call. Because we're mums.
Yeah.
Nicole then goes to the bus stop, comes back. So now we're finally ready to go. Yep, yep, yep. And now the dogs have sniffed us out. And there's little scratches on the cupboard door. And now we're going to have to sit in the cupboard with two dogs, one of whom is farting terribly.
Because I gave her some weird ostrich bone.
She decided to give the dogs ostrich feet this morning and is now wondering why my dog is farting. Right, so excuse us while we let the dogs into the cupboard, then we'll try and give you a podcast.
You know what? Male hosts don't have this shit today.
Come on, you fucker, get in.
Okay, should we get on with the epilogue?
Let's try really hard to.
We have been trying really hard to.
I wanted to give some feedback about our obsession show.
Okay.
We had some people.
Oh, I thought you were going to. I thought you were going to give me feedback about the show. Because you said, I want to give feedback.
Well, Nicole, I'm grading you a B+ on your performance in that show. No, the listeners'
feedback. Oh, we've got feedback. Great. Let's hear it.
Mushroom the Bread, interesting handle name, said, I used to be obsessed with counting calories. I wouldn't be able to think about anything else but that. It overtook my life until one day I stopped because I recognised the unhealthy patterns in my behaviour.
Wow.
Well done.
Yeah. That's not an easy thing to recognise either. And then to just stop.
Stop, like, did you stop immediately? Was that like a process to stop? Because if you stopped immediately from doing it, like being obsessed with it, that's quite a big thing.
Well, that's good. I mean, I'm very impressed.
I am too.
To have that amount of determination and commitment and willpower to just stop something that you find you're quite obsessive about.
Yeah. And another listener, Support to Enhance, wrote, I think I need to take a few days off. I feel absolutely consumed with my business, have intrusive thoughts and imposter syndrome.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
That is so debilitating to have those intrusive thoughts.
I think a lot of people suffer with imposter syndrome, but intrusive thoughts and feeling like all consumed with your work is really hard.
Do you suffer with imposter syndrome?
Yeah, all the time. Doesn't everyone? Isn't that normal?
When do you suffer with imposter? You didn't in your doula work.
Oh, I did in the beginning, especially because I was much, much younger than many of my clients.
Oh.
Even though they were often having their first baby and I'd already had two. But yeah, I was like, oh my God, I'm 28. How am I going to help this 40-year-old woman?
You still do that now. And I always say to you, but we've written a book on self-care. You do know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I always feel like an imposter. Oh good, Miley's now building a nest. This is great. And I wanted to ask you, what have you been obsessed with this week?
This week?
Yeah, what have been like your obsessions? Apart from MAFSA. Because you and I are both obsessed with that.
Honestly?
Yeah.
I have been completely and utterly obsessed with this is not juicy or fun with my hormones.
Oh, yeah, you have. You have. But I wouldn't say obsessed. I would say preoccupied because it's taking up your headspace.
It's taking everything.
And also, it's not an unhealthy obsession. You're just trying to unpick and untangle and solve a problem.
Yeah, it's a process.
Yeah.
But that has taken up a lot of my headspace.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what I've been obsessed with. Straw bags. Straw bags are everywhere. Have you noticed?
I have noticed, and there is one that I want.
Tell me.
It's by a brand called Cult Gaia, spelt G-A-I-A.
Yes.
I basically want everything off this brand, but everything...
Don't know the brand.
...is about £800. Oh. Now, you can find their straw bags. They are so gorgeous. It's like a little... it's not a clutch because it's got a handle but no strap and it's in like a semicircle.
Yes.
And you can get it on Vinted and eBay for like 85-90 quid.
Okay.
But it's a straw bag.
I know.
Let's get some perspective here. I'm sure Zara would do a good one.
Zara do them, H&M are doing them, Mango are doing them, M&S are doing them, and I know this because I've ordered four. And I've sent all four back.
It's the sequin legging thing again.
Sequin leggings. Well, what's your budget again? Well, you know what? I wouldn't mind spending 80-odd quid if it was like a really nice bag. But what I've discovered is... Okay, Miley's eating hair clips. What I've discovered is that nothing's right. Like, either the strap is wrong, the shape is wrong, the colour's wrong, it doesn't look great, or it looks great on the website, but when you get it, it actually just looks really cheap and plasticky.
Look at this Cult Gaia one. I think you'll like it. Okay. If you want it for an evening bag, yes?
Or a beach bag? No, I want it for like a summer bag because I'm so obsessed with, I don't even want to say the word, the weather. Don't even want to talk about the weather.
She said the weather. You know, it, that mic might not pick up your whispering.
The weather. I'm sort of pretending that if I get a straw bag, suddenly it'll be summer. That's where I'm going with it. I'm manifesting
maybe,
the sun.
Yeah, I need some sun. And even my 13-year-old said to me yesterday, today, why is it warm yesterday and today it's pouring with rain?
And freezing cold.
Why do I live here?
I don't know. Why do any of us?
What? Oh, seriously, why do we live here?
I don't know. Let's not.
We just discussed about going to Dubai, didn't we? And I said, what can you imagine if we just picked up our stuff right now? My oldest is at school. My youngest is out with her friend. If we just picked up our stuff, Josh is at camp, and we just drove to Heathrow and got on the first flight to Dubai, how long do you think it would take for people to notice?
Well, mainly our husbands. And also, how long would it take for them to phone each other to ask, had we left the country with each other? And how long would it take for them to check if our passports are missing? That's what I would do, the first thing I would do.
It's not the first thing I would do because Adam has never done that before, so I wouldn't feel the need to check for her his passport.
Well, he leaves the country at least once a month, but he does inform me that he's leaving the country in advance.
Exactly. He's never just left.
He's never just left the country, no. I'd be a bit perturbed if he did.
Anyway, it was a pipe dream.
It was, because we're currently in a cupboard.
We're now sat in a cupboard. It's pouring with rain. We're trying to placate a little dog.
I have floated the idea of bringing sleeping bags and cocktails up to the cupboard because I did say to you, the children still don't know where we are and we could still not make dinner and hide here.
Lily Rose knows where we are. She found us, remember?
Shit.
It's not the nicest of places to sit and have, you know, girl night with a cocktail and putting on your PJs. It's not that vibe, is it?
Are there no outfits in here that we could change into? There must be.
There probably
be
are somewhere.
There's an infrared sauna.
There's an infrared sauna. That's actually just the box.
Oh, because, not even the sauna.
No, because that's downstairs, like in the hope that I'll sell it one day.
Okay,
so I'll keep
right,
the box.
Okay.
And then underneath that is a life-size pink unicorn.
Costume or just unicorn?
Unicorn. Just a stuffed, can't you see it? The stuffed teddy.
No use to me at all. No use to me at
that
all.
That giant-sized pink stuffed unicorn has been no use to anybody, but my sister decided to buy it for my girls when they were really young. And when she walked through the door and their eyes lit up and mine were like fucking thunder. And I thought, where do you think you're going with that?
Yeah.
And it has followed me around the house for years.
Why don't you get rid of it?
Well, I should.
Yeah.
I should. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, that's that.
Okay, so I have got one more thing I'm obsessed with.
Yep. Miley,
what?
This is not conducive.
She's so cute, though. See what she's doing.
How many other
people could you sit in a cupboard with and have a good time? How many other people? Seriously. How many people
not
in
many.
Your life?
Not many.
There
not
are
many.
Are there?
Not many.
Could you sit in the cupboard with your husband and have such a good time?
Oh, no. He'd get really fractious in the cupboard.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know. Unless, apart from having sex, what else would we do in the cupboard?
Sleep. Have a row.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas you and I just find things to laugh about
this
in the cupboard.
This is good, because I now feel like if we ever went to prison together, we'd be fine.
Why are we going to prison
just
together?
Just in case, if we ever did. I don't know. Just in case.
Okay. Anyway,
yeah.
Right, I'll tell you something else I have been obsessed with.
Yeah.
I have remembered.
Go on.
It is my husband's 50th coming up in like 4 weeks.
Oh, the outfit.
So, and I don't have an outfit.
No.
And basically, James has just messaged us.
What's he saying?
Because you know we just put something on our stories about how we miss him.
What's he saying?
Oh, he sent us a file.
Oh,
I thought
boring.
He was going to tell us to come
boring,
in.
Yeah.
And get out that cupboard and come to the studio. We miss you too.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
No, boring.
We miss you, James. Anyway, we do miss you, James. I don't have an outfit. And then you said to me yesterday, you must have an outfit. Mm. So I went in to my cupboard with the determination of finding an outfit.
Yeah?
There is not an outfit.
I don't believe you.
There isn't. I'm going to take you through the cupboards.
Okay.
I put on my sparkly trousers.
Yes.
Fine. They're fine.
Great.
But I have worn them for three other things and I will be wearing them for other parties that I've got coming up. And it's like, it's at my house. I don't want to wear the same thing that I'm always wearing to the parties.
I'm really sorry to tell you this, but I've actually just found an outfit for Adam's party and it arrived this morning.
Where's it from?
It's vintage. It's a vintage dress.
Vintage.
Vintage
dress. But where did you get it from?
Vinted. The vintage section. I'm very excited. I haven't tried it on yet. It might be shit.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Sorry.
Just what sort of vibe is it like? Because I want to look... You know who I want to look like?
Who?
I want to look like Daisy from Daisy Jones and the Six.
Do you?
That's the vibe.
Okay.
And the sparkly trousers, I'm just not feeling
them. That's not the right vibe for that.
No.
You also need to go vintage then, I think.
Yeah. I was going to do like a big skirt and a little crop top, but I'm not feeling that now.
Okay.
Also, I have ordered a skirt from this company, but they're in Australia and they hand make everything. So that's not coming anytime soon.
It might arrive in time for his 60th.
So I'm really, really, I have been everywhere. I've been on Revolve. I've been on Outnet. I've been on anywhere you can think of. I have been on. There is nothing. Help.
I'll help you after the show. We'll sort it out. It's going to be fine.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm obsessing about. Okay.
Okay.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
Wellness news. You're going to love the wellness news this week.
Okay.
Going to a gig will help you live longer, according to new research.
Oh.
According to a new study, regularly attending live shows can expand your lifespan. The study says 20 minutes at a show can lead to a 21% increase in a feeling of well-being. Even more research says that going to gigs directly links high levels of well-being with a lifespan increase of 9 years.
Oh, come on.
That is what they're saying.
How are they actually researching this? How can you measure that in any way?
The research showcases the profound impact gigs have on feelings of health, happiness and well-being, with fortnightly or regular attendance being the key. To determine the results of the study...
You've got to go to a gig every other week.
Yeah. Oh,
well, who does that?
People who've got a lot of money and spare time. The test subjects...
Yeah, but they might go to local gigs.
That's okay as well then. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they might go to like their local pub and they've got a local band
that
play.
Yeah, that totally counts.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't always have to cost a load of money.
So the test subjects participated in psychometric testing and heart rate tests as they did activities that were positive for their health, including attending concerts, doing yoga and dog walking. Results showed that people who attended gigs had an increase of 25% of feelings of self-worth and closeness to others, and a 75% increase in mental stimulation.
What was the last live gig you went to?
Oh, God.
The theatre doesn't really count. It's not a gig.
I couldn't tell you. I actually don't.
Well, you don't go
remember.
To gigs?
No.
Oh, I go to lots of concerts.
I know. You're going to live 9 years longer than me, then.
Oh, that's very sad.
It is a bit sad.
Who am I going to sit in the cupboard with?
I don't know.
Who's going to fuck around with me in the cupboard?
When you're very old. I don't know. You better make some like elderly friends at a concert.
Who?
Yeah.
Concert, I think, is key. That's the
concert is key because they'll also live a long time like you.
Yeah.
Whereas I'll be dead because I'm not going to see Taylor Swift this summer.
I'm not going to see Taylor Swift either. I couldn't get tickets. I am actually going to see Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, I'm not that jealous.
She's great.
Yeah, but I don't want to sit through a show.
I also think I've been scammed with the tickets, but.
Oh, great.
I'm not quite sure. Yeah, because I haven't come through yet. But anyway.
Anywho.
That won't help my lifespan. Okay, that is a very good piece of research. But I'm sorry to tell you, I'm not sure I'm buying it.
Well, listen, don't mock the science. The science says it. Science is never wrong. I'll tell you about some gigs. I've been to the theatre.
That's not a gig.
It's a show.
Yeah.
It's a performance.
Yeah.
In fact, we went to the theatre together, didn't
we? We did.
We
went twice in 1 week.
Yes.
On consecutive evenings.
We did. Do you want to tell the listeners?
One to a talk, yeah. Which was lovely. Mm-hmm. That was Elizabeth Day talking about her book.
Friend
I think
Pollock.
It just come out in paperback.
Yeah.
And the other one was Plaza Suite.
With?
Just Sarah Jessica Parker and her husband Matthew Broderick. And it was absolutely great.
And when will we ever in our lifetimes get to see those actors who are married to each other in real life and play three separate married couples on stage ever again?
Never. It was a very special performance.
It was, and I'm so glad that we saw it.
Me too.
We didn't have great seats, but it was
they were fine.
And then I had a very unhappy experience last Friday. I took Josh to see Stranger Things, The First Shadow, which was bloody brilliant, by the way, all the special effects and everything else. And then unfortunately an audience member took ill and they stopped the show and they never restarted it. And we never saw the last 40
Terrible.
Minutes.
Have you got a refund?
We've actually rebooked to go again in October half term. By which point I hope we've both forgotten lots of it because I've got to sit through 2.5 hours just to see the last bit again.
Yeah, but if you really enjoyed it, because I've sat through Harry Potter twice and that is a very, very long show.
Yes.
And both times were absolutely fantastic.
Okay, well, anyway, from what I saw of it,
were there lots
very good
of special
show.
Effects on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would be great then to
see it. Very, very clever. I think puppetry, but I mean, when I watch it again, I'll keep a closer eye on how they've done some of these things.
But that's what
so
I love
clever.
About theatre now, how advanced it is, how clever and creative, and just so many shows that I see. Even when we went to see Guys and Dolls, you went to see Guys and Dolls.
Yeah, the immersive
the set
one. Oh,
was
amazing.
Just, even if it wasn't immersive, it was still incredible.
By the way, if that's still on at time of publication of this, do go and see Guys and Dolls if you're in London. It is such a brilliant version of
it's a
show.
It's a brilliant version. It's not my favourite show. It's a nice feel-good show.
Yeah.
But
it's so clever.
Choreography and the set design is absolutely amazing.
I mean, look at us with our culture this week. Theatre. Shows.
Yeah. Go us.
Straw bags, outfits. I would also like to say the other thing I'm obsessed with this week, bringing you to TV, is Ripley on Netflix. Oh. So it is an 8-part adaptation of the movie The Talented Mr. Ripley, which did have Jude Law, Gwyneth Paltrow. It's a very old film. If you're in your 20s, maybe you never saw it.
I never saw it.
Oh my God, it was a fantastic film. But this is a remake. It's an 8-part. It stars Andrew Scott as Tom Ripley and Dakota Fanning as Margot. And actually Sting and Trudy Styler's child as Freddie. And it is brilliant. It's all in black and white. It's very slow. It's very exciting.
How can it be slow and exciting?
Because it's such a gripping psychological thriller. But it's done almost like a piece of art with the way it's shot, and it's very arty, and it's all in Italy. It's fabulous.
Okay.
I really recommend.
I've been listening to a new podcast.
What?
But they drop episodes once a week.
Which, it's not enough for you. You can't binge.
I can't binge it.
Yeah.
It's called Meet the Frankies.
Oh.
And it's about a YouTube family.
Yes.
And they live in Utah, and it's about the mother, and she had 6 children, and she was like some big disciplinarian. They were just setting it up. I've only listened to the first episode.
Yeah.
But then it's like, it starts to turn, is she actually abusing her kids?
Yes. I remember this being in the news.
Yeah.
I didn't know they'd made a podcast of it, but I know the story.
It's very good.
She was like an influencer, wasn't she?
Massive. She had 2.8 million subscribers on her YouTube.
And she had a huge fall from grace when the truth came out about what actually went on in her household.
So I don't know what's gone on, but they're giving like little teasers in the show at the end of things like, if you don't do this, you're going to lose the privilege of having dinner.
Yeah.
Things like that. Mm. And then the teacher phoned her to say, your daughter's forgotten her packed lunch. Could you bring it in? Because she doesn't have anything to eat. And she said, no, if she can't remember to bring her own packed lunch, then that is on her. And no, I will not be bringing it in. And she will learn from being hungry.
It got very sad, that story.
That is dark.
There's another very dark story that they've just made a podcast of. It's called The Mushroom Cook. I don't know if you remember this story.
All over my podcast apps.
Okay, so this is the true story of a very ordinary family lunch that turned out to be anything but normal. And it's journalists piecing together the puzzle of how 3 people died after sitting down to share a meal in a small Australian town. And the woman who prepared that meal, which had mushrooms in it, poisoned mushrooms, is now accused of murder.
Wow.
I believe that 2 of them were her in-laws.
Oh.
Or ex-in-laws.
I'm going to listen to that.
Yeah, so that's on. And there's also 2 new podcasts, Off the Telly. It's called Off the Telly, and it's Natalie Cassidy, her, the trumpet player off EastEnders, and Joanna Page, her off Gavin and Stacey, chatting about all things telly, what they can't stop watching, what they're not going to bother with, what everyone's watching at home. And, you know, I love TV, so I'll probably listen into that show.
We love a telly podcast.
We do love a telly podcast.
We wanted to do a telly podcast.
But now Natalie Cassidy and Joanna Page have done it.
Okay, well, they're not going to have the same conversations as us. We can still do one. Clubbers, if you want us to do a telly podcast, let us know. You can let us know. It's hello@theselfcareclub.co.uk.
We can do a telly podcast.
We should have done it on MAFSA.
We should.
But because
we're near the end now.
But we discuss it every day anyway.
I know. We could have just recorded those conversations for others to join in on.
Yeah. Stuck an advert break in and there you go. Bob's your uncle.
And Fanny's your aunt.
Yeah.
That's been your
Fanny
weekly...
is not my aunt.
I don't actually have an aunt.
It's a weird saying. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. What does that even mean?
I don't know. But I don't have an aunt.
You don't have an aunt?
No. My aunt died. I was very, very fond of her.
You have one aunt. Oh, because your dad's an only child.
Yes. I have a tiny family and I no longer have my lovely, lovely aunt.
But I've got some aunts that are like my mum's old friends and I call them auntie.
Even I call her auntie and she's not even my mum's friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know who you mean.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It is nice. I haven't seen her in ages.
Okay, clubbers. What a fucking weird epilogue show.
That is weird. I want to say that next week is a massive week for us.
It is. I was just telling my husband while you were driving to the bus stop what the next week is. And he said, that is amazing. Are you celebrating?
He did not say that is amazing.
He did. He said, that is amazing. Are you celebrating? And I said, yes, we're celebrating with a special show.
We not only we've got a special show.
We haven't even told them what we're celebrating. Oh. It's our fifth 500. 500.
What just happened? You malfunctioned.
I lost the word 500. Okay, it's back. It's our 500th episode.
I have to tell you, that is a very menopausal thing.
Is it?
Yes. You just lose words.
I just lost the word. I knew the word, but it didn't come out of my mouth right.
That is...
Okay, it's our 500th...
That's menopausal.
...episode. We're celebrating. We've done 500 episodes.
You know what? We're celebrating, and here's how tragic it is. We've done 500 episodes. We're sitting in a fucking cupboard that, by the way, when my dog was a puppy, used to poo in.
That's why it's called the poo cupboard.
We call it the poo cupboard.
Even though there's no poo in it.
I'm going to make it nicer for us.
Okay. Listen.
We miss you, James. We miss you, James.
Clubbers, we're celebrating next week. We've got a very special show coming up.
We've released 500 episodes.
That's a lot of waffle.
It is a lot of waffle.
Yeah.
We're still laughing.
We're still 500 laughing.
500 episodes ago.
Yeah.
It's actually, we've done more than 500, but I think we've done about 508.
Yeah.
We didn't know each other at all. I had no one to sit in the cupboard with and have a fun with. Have a fun.
I didn't even know you existed.
You did. You did.
Did I?
Yeah. Yeah, because we had met. We just weren't friends.
Let's sign off. These poor listeners. They won't listen to 501 after this.
Hold
they?
On, we haven't finished.
Oh, what?
Telling them what the next week is.
We've got a very special celebratory show.
Yeah, we've got more than that.
And as a treat, well, we're going to tell them on the show what the treat is.
Okay, well, you've got a whole week of treats.
You have.
Because we're very proud and we just want to celebrate it big style, in self-care club style.
We do.
So we'll be back next week. Make sure you tune in. Thank you. If you've been here since the beginning, I mean, we'll do all our Oscar speeches next
week.
Then,
like, God bless you and thank you.
But we'll say all that next week.
Okay. See you then, clubbers.
Bye.